Dershowitz, Democrats still can't admit Trump was right about Abraham Accords, even after Biden-Israel visit. By Robert Krajicek on July 18, 2022. Harvard Law School Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz, author of The Price of Principle, Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences, said Democrats are unable to credit former President Donald Trump for securing the Abraham Accords between Israel and the United Arab Emirates due to severe partisanship and animus towards the 45th president. I think in general, President Joe Biden's trip to the Middle East has been building on the Trump administration's Abraham Accords, Dershowitz said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polack. I can't get a Democrat to agree that the Abraham Accords have moved the ball toward peace. They just won't give the Trump administration credit for anything. Dershowitz shared his assessment based on experiences with his Democrat acquaintances, friends, and peers. He remarked, "The Democrats that I see on Martha's Vineyard, New York, in Cambridge, they are psychologically incapable of saying that the Trump administration did anything positive, whatsoever. They just can't do it. No matter how much evidence there is, they just can't say those words. Because they have so demonized everything the Trump administration has done. That to give them credit for anything would undercut their attitudes. So I don't think there's any hope that that's going to happen." Dershowitz recalled an incident in 2021 where actor and comedian Larry David screamed at him, deriding him as disgusting, for patting former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on the back. He noted that Pompeo was a former student of his at Harvard University. Dershowitz noted how left-wing and partisan Democrat organizations, some marketing themselves as Jewish interest groups, have essentially banned him for participating in or speaking at their events. He stated, "As we speak tonight, there's an event going on Martha's Vineyard. It's sponsored by the good Jewish Democrats. Now, I'm pretty Jewish, and I'm a Democrat. But I haven't been invited because I had the chutzpah to defend the Constitution on behalf of President Trump. And so I am no longer regarded as a Jewish Democrat. I don't know whether I'm not Jewish enough or not Democrat enough. But I have been welcomed as a Jewish Democrat for 50 years. I've been going to events that are sponsored by the Democratic Party and by Jewish groups. But suddenly, when I defend the Constitution, I'm not good enough to be included in a Jewish Democratic event," he said. Dershowitz said organizations that previously hosted and invited him for speaking engagements no longer welcome him. "The library won't allow me to speak," he stated. "There are people in Chilmark saying, 'We want to hear him speak.' The library won't let me speak. The Hebrew Center won't let me speak. The Chilmark Community Center won't let me speak." He concluded, "I have been censored and banned, and I'm thinking hard about bringing a lawsuit against the library because they are publicly funded and tax exempt. And what they're basically saying is, if you're anti-Trump you can speak, but if you're perceived as in any way pro-Trump, this library will not allow you to speak." Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.